Joining us now in our studios from Northfield Shares, we have the Executive Director, Mike Krantz. Mike, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
And you brought one of your board members, Donna Rae Shepherd, is with us. Thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, good morning.
Boy, we're into 2019 now, and for a lot of nonprofits, that means kind of wrapping up 2018. You can take those headphones off if you want to. They're balancing kind of precariously there. I don't know who put them there, but 2018 is kind of wrapped up. We're heading into 2019, and since the last time we talked to you, which was probably in the fall sometime around maybe defeat days, you've gone through your grant allocation program.
We have, and Donna Rae will be talking to that as she is our grants chair, but you know, we've been celebrating really for the last over a month here, just at the full philanthropic impact that our donors have made through not only their generosity, but their vision to make an impact in the Northfield community. We awarded nearly $1.3 million to nonprofits, not only in Northfield, but different parts of Minnesota, and in some cases, different parts of the country through some of our donor-advised funds. In fact, you know, $1,288,000 were given out to nonprofits.
Wow. You know, you think of just a few years back, it wasn't that long ago when we had, might have been before your time there, but they were giving out something like $40,000, $50,000. I'm very proud at that time. Boy, 2018 has been another very good year for Northfield Shares and the people of Northfield, and the community at large really benefits from the generosity.
Yeah, and you know, it isn't our typical year. You know, we talked a little bit about Pat Lamb and Ellie Hansen that set up some funds and a large estate gift that came through, and that allowed for Northfield Shares to give $1 million to Carleton College for their Pat Lamb Endowed Tennis Fund, as well as $150,000 out to 50 North for their endowment fund. So it's that, you know, in a sense, it's not a typical year. Those are very large gifts. But we're hoping as more people see the value in, you know, in establishing a philanthropic legacy for Northfield by setting up their own named endowment fund, that these occurrences are going to become more commonplace.
I think they will. I think they will. Let's move things over to Donna Rae. Let's talk about, you are the chair of the grant allocation committee. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Okay. And so some of the families and individuals who give us their funds rely on local input to decide who would receive those. So we have a request for proposals period, and that was last fall, and then a committee who reviews those. So we were able to give out about $66,500 this year. And I think one of the changes from early days of Northfield Shares or Northfield Area Foundation is the amount going to organizations, I think, is at the level that can really make a difference. This year we gave $125,000 gift from the Ames family, and that's for housing. As we're so chilly this morning, we can imagine people who do not have a place to call home that they can rely upon, or substandard housing where the furnace might just not keep up with our polar vortex here, that wrestling with the housing issues. So community Action Center has stepped forward along with many, many partners, and the dollars will help fund an engagement coordinator to get all many, many local entities, churches, and so on around the youth homelessness and low-income affordable housing issue. They've signed an agreement. They have some property. And so we look forward to a legacy of homes for more people from that one.
Yeah, what a wonderful thing. And when the weather does get bad like this, it's really really brings to light the things that could happen. I can't even imagine somebody being homeless, but we had a report this morning about the commuter line, railroad tracks in the Twin Cities are down because one of the tracks broke. It's frozen.
Really?
That is the weird kind of thing that could happen. And having organizations that have funding now, it can go such a long way on just a grassroots level here in Northfield.
Mm-hmm. Then we were able to give one $10,000 grant, and that's for youth transportation. Mm-hmm. So I think it's we understand how important it is, all the richness of activity that youth can get to, but sometimes to get from where they're living or studying to where the event is being held is difficult. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be a cooperative type idea floated with this $10,000 for youth to be able to ensure transportation for them to get to the various activities.
Interesting. Cooperative type. So this would be kind of like a Uber or something?
Well, it might be.
A little bit different.
Northfield Healthy Communities, okay. Healthy Initiative, they think through a variety of these things and have their finger on the pulse of needs, and through Northfield Promise, youth transportation. So we're, again, thinking a wonderful investment in our city for youth transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we were able to give five $5,000 grants this year and three $2,000 grants. We were able to give a total of 10 grants, and again, all that were well thought out and well-intentioned to improve the quality of life for various people. And one of the $5,000 ones I'll mention is Northfield as an age-friendly community. So as you know, mm-hmm. we've appeared in magazines and maybe even USA Today about being a great retirement location. Mm-hmm. And yet this age-friendly coalition believes more information can be pulled together for people who do choose to come here to understand the services for the age 50 and over. So a number of groups are working together with this age-friendly initiative, which we were able to fund.
Oh, wonderful thing. You know, if somebody is finding out about Northfield Chairs and the grant program for the first time right now, can they get more information or applications or whatever the case may be on the website?
Yeah, they can visit northfieldchairs.org for more information. Now, we're not taking applications currently. That typically runs September 1st mm-hmm. through October 15th, the actual application process. But they can get a variety of information online. They can give us a call and ask specifically as well. Our grants program provides funding for initiatives or organizations within the Northfield School District boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sometimes weeds some organizations out. But
all right. Once again, Mike Krantz is with us, along with Donna Ray Sheffert. They are with Northfield Chairs. We're talking about the grants program. Let's move things back to you, Mike. The 2018 is gone. The grant cycle has completed through. What about going forward from here? What are some of the things that you'll be working on in the group as we enter into 2019?
Well, something that's even kind of connected with this is really putting a focus on getting in front of the what we call the financial influencers out there, and that is your attorneys, your financial advisors, mm-hmm. your tax accountants, and showing how Northfield Chairs can be a valuable resource for the work that they do every day for their clients. That's one particular area, because we want to keep growing these mm-hmm. assets to make more of an impact within the community of Northfield. Obviously, steadily working on getting up and running for a test for the community volunteer recruitment and management platform or volunteer portal. So working on that as we were able, and looking at some potential additional events possibly this year. Some type of involvement with a community dinner that's mm-hmm. going to be happening in August, and I'm sure you're going to be hearing a lot more about that particular event mm-hmm. as well. So
wonderful. Well, it sounds like good things are brewing.
Something that's interesting, one of our funds, the Ingesoth Rendy Restoration Fund, was our first $1 million fund this last year through Don Nelson. That provides restoration research related educational activities on this. It's the Ingesoth Rendy unit of the Prairie Creek Wildlife Management Area.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to have a dedication ceremony finally in probably very early June or very late May. I think it's very early June, so I'm taking something brand new. So you can see that people are able to set up endowments for different things that really mean something to them, and in this case, Don Nelson had family farm, and he was getting up in age, and no one in the family wanted to farm it, so he sold it to the DNR, and then with that, set up an endowment through us to mm-hmm. keep that land, put it into restoration and research activities there. So,
wonderful thing, it's in everyday people can make a difference.
Definitely.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here? Anything we haven't covered yet?
One thing I think is probably in today's paper that we are the happy recipients of a $150,000 grant over 3 years, so $50,000 a year, mm-hmm. from the Ames Fund of the Minneapolis Foundation. So, they started the ball rolling for the growth that we had by giving us a capacity building grant in very late 2016, which enabled the first full-time staff member to come on board, which is me, and additional money for grants and things like that. But they're giving us $50,000 a year just to go toward operations so we can work more and put our focus into building those long-term assets so we can become sustainable.
And that's such a huge thing.
It is.
That's a huge thing. You want to don't have to worry about
keeping the lights on.
Yeah, keeping the lights on. It's an important thing. Thank you both for being here. We certainly appreciate it. And we will check in with you again at some point in the future.
Thank you. And thank you for the caramel rolls, TJ Hinersey.
Yeah, thank you.
Delicious, aren't they? All right. That is Mike Kranz and Donnery Shepherd once again with Northfield Shares.